This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to welcome a new candidate to the Republican field. A competitive candidate who's already out with a number of ads about his record lowering crime and attracting business and cleaning up the city. His ad is Mayor of Miami, Florida. Now, most people have not heard of Mayor Francis X. Suarez. But he is not to be taken lightly, and the idea that he could be not the nominee this time, I think that's highly unlikely, but a nominee in some future race or some future battle involving the Republican Party, who knows? We will get to that. We'll also get to the other battle that has already been won, Republicans versus Democrats. Where? At National Stadium, baseball stadium, where they were playing their annual game between the two parties, a game in which Steve Scalise was there. He was being honored. He had been shot 6 years ago during a baseball practice by a left-wing political extremist. But we will bring you the latest scores on that issue, and it's one that would gladden Republican hearts. One of the things about Francis Suarez, who just announced his candidacy, he actually explained to George Stephanopoulos why he had entered the race for president. This is clip 7. Listen.
I'm running for president because I think I have a different message than what other candidates have. I'm generational, and not generational is a buzzword, but as someone who has implemented generational change to create prosperity in the city, I'm someone who was a president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, so I know the problem that 85% of Americans who live in cities and 91% who constitute the GDP of this country are going through. Things like increasing crime, homelessness, mental health issues. I'm someone who has a positive track record of success and has a positive vision for the future. I think what I've noticed in the last 24 hours is just an outpouring of support because people want someone who can unify them. I was elected by 85% and reelected by 80%. And as I've traveled the United States from states like Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada, what people want is someone to bring them together. They want to know more. They want to hear more about my track record, about what I've accomplished, and what I could do for them and their children.
As they put it over at the hotline, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez is poised to launch a long-shot bid for the Republican presidential nomination. He's running on a record of attracting tech businesses to Florida, reducing crime in Miami, and capturing the Hispanic vote. He, of course, is Hispanic. His father was actually also a very popular mayor of Miami. He argues that he can help the party chart a positive path forward and appeal to moderates with his focus on climate change. Yeah, it gets pretty hot there in Miami in the summertime. That's why President Trump is not in Mar-a-Lago, not in Palm Beach. He's in Bedminster, New Jersey. A PAC supporting Suarez has launched ads already in key primary states. On Wednesday, SOS America PAC released a 2-minute ad painting Suarez as a law and order politician who strongly supports policing in the face of increased crime in American cities under President Biden. The PAC is running the ads in New Hampshire, Iowa, and Nevada. And with all of that, one of the difficulties that that Mayor Suarez is going to encounter is that he did not support President Trump for re-election in 2020. And not only is President Trump not terribly forgiving on issues like that. But there are many, many, many Trump loyalists in the party who are not going to take Suarez seriously. He also, by the way, did not support the first race of Ron DeSantis. And when Ron DeSantis was running against Andrew Gillum, Suarez supported Gillum, who very narrowly lost that race, of course. Then after that, he lost his freedom because he was arrested for crack usage and involvement with gay prostitutes and more. But he did support DeSantis when DeSantis ran for re-election. And the idea is he's running as a Republican candidate. He will, because he is the only Hispanic in the race, get a certain amount of attention. And obviously it's very important to the Republicans to continue the gains with Hispanic voters that they apparently have made, even during that somewhat disappointing outcome of the elections in 2022. What was not disappointing was yesterday when fans packed Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., and they did so to root for one side or another. Steve Scalise, who had been wounded during a previous practice game for the Republican baseball team, and it's a team made up entirely of elected members of the House and the Senate, and he said, "Look, I'm lucky to be alive," he said, as members of Congress warmed up at Nationals Park at the annual congressional baseball game. Some of the exciting developments in the game sounded like this. GOP representative from Florida, Greg Stube, hit a ground rule double to left field, extending what at the time was the Republicans' lead in the game. This is clip two.
You would not know that by the at-bat that we just saw. And here's a ball hit by Stube deep into left field and bouncing up and into the bullpen. It's a ground rule double, and he did not miss by much. That ball left, but he left on the bounce. Beekstra will have to go back to third. One run will score. It's 7-2. Greg Stube can hit a baseball.
It's 7-2 Republicans. And then there was another GOP batter who hit a triple. And listen to the announcers trying to make it exciting. 2.5.
Playing in his first game, and now we see an example as he hits a fly ball into left field, over the head this time of Mullen. It'll roll all the way to the wall. That might clear the bases. Three runs are going to score. That's a triple for Eric Schmitz, and the blowout is on. The GOP running roughshod over DeLuzio and the Democrats.
There was also a moment of controversy when a Democratic batter was plunked by a GOP pitcher. And then it says in the bulletin that he jokingly charged the mound. They did not come to blows, but someone hit by a pitch charging the mound, well, it sounded like this. Clip three.
North Carolina First District. And he gets hit, and he playfully comes after August Luger. That was never going anywhere. They hug. That's what a game's all about right
there.
That's why they play this game.
Gets plucked in his first at-bat in his first game there, John. And so he technically has no official at-bat.
Okay, the final score was 16-6, as they reported on Fox TV. The Republicans crushed the Democrats at the charity event that took place Wednesday night at Nationals Park. Fox 5 witnessed the fanfare. And we will continue the fanfare about ongoing legal and political challenges. coming up on the MedVet Show.
Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MedVet and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money-back guarantee.
Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's Free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trash talker, that's what you are.
A trash talker.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are two cases with breaking news today. And these are court cases, neither of which has anything to do with Donald Trump. One of them involves what has been called the bloodiest, the most deadly attack on Jewish people as a group in all of American history, which, by the way, is a remarkable statement that the attack on the Tree of Life synagogue in Pittsburgh was actually three synagogues that were all using the same building. There were 11 worshipers who were gunned down by Robert Bowers. That federal jury began deliberating today. The trial went to the jury with the concluding statements from the defense and from the prosecutors. In closing arguments, prosecutors said the gunman methodically shot as many people as he could find because of his hatred for Jews. You know how he hunted his victims throughout the synagogue on multiple floors through multiple rooms, prosecutor Mary Hahn told the jury. You know how he murdered congregants still wrapped in their prayer shawls and clutching their prayer books. We ask that you hold this defendant accountable for everything he did to the worshipers who survived and told you what happened that day, and hold him accountable for all those who could not tell you what happened that day. The defense, in its closing arguments, didn't dispute that Bowers 50 carried out the attack. Attorney Elisa Long argued he did so because of his hatred for immigrants and because of the non-profit Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, rather than his hatred for Jews. What's interesting about this is, look, the killing of 11 people under those circumstances is so beyond heinous. But the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, it's known by its acronym HIAS, has always been there. They began trying to rescue people right before the Holocaust. But it's been particularly helpful for Jewish immigrants. And what's ironic here about Robert Bowers is that he had believed some of the anti-Semitic propaganda that is altogether too common in this country, which is that somehow it's a Jewish conspiracy that immigrants come to the United States from Taiwan or from Mexico, or from anyway, that they are brought in by Jewish people. But that's not what the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society really is about. It's to rescue people, and there have been literally millions of them over the years, Jewish people who are persecuted and victimized and in danger. There used to be a very substantial Jewish community in Yemen, right adjacent to Saudi Arabia. We know people who were born in Yemen and have immigrated to safety in Israel and some to the United States. In any event, the question for Bowers, who's 50 years old, is going to not be guilt or innocence. It's going to be what the penalty is. And there are actually divisions among the three congregations that had different victims in that horrible incident in 2018, where some of the congregants want life sentence because they are opposed ideologically to the death penalty. Others feel the death penalty is most important and would be most significant in discouraging any repeat of that awful day. On a very different kind of trial, but it also ends up being a murder trial. That's actually manslaughter. A Manhattan grand jury has indicted Daniel Penny, who's that Marine veteran who held the homeless street artist Jordan Neely in a fatal chokehold on the New York City subway. A Manhattan District Attorney spokesman said that Penny, 24, was indicted on second-degree manslaughter charges, and arraignment is expected to be held on June 28th. Penny surrendered to police last month to face a second-degree manslaughter charge. She has since been out on a $100,000 bond. Penny held Neely, who had formerly worked as a Michael Jackson impersonator.
He held him in a chokehold on the subway train after Neely began shouting at passengers, actually scaring some of the passengers, saying he was hungry and thirsty and didn't care whether he died. Penny forced 30-year-old Neely to the train floor and restrained him in a chokehold until he stopped breathing. A medical examiner ruled Neely's death a homicide. Penny's attorneys say they are confident a trial jury will find their client's actions on the train were fully justified, they said in a state. In a statement. The idea that it is manslaughter and second-degree manslaughter means that there was no intention or deliberate effort to murder or to kill Mr. Neely, who died in this incident. Meanwhile, there was a congressional hearing with Dan Crenshaw from Texas, one of the brightest stars, rising stars of the Republican Party. He was on with a doctor from Yale Medical School and talking about the lack of any studies that actually show that gender-affirming care, so-called, really works with minors. In other words, does it really help? Does it really help a child who has not reached puberty if he or she is encouraged to take hormone blockers that would prevent puberty from occurring or to get surgery? We'll go to that in a moment. There's also a question about, is California losing its mind? The answer is apparently so, because there is a bill that is almost finished going through the California legislature. It's already passed the state assembly. And what it does, it requires family courts to, when there's a dispute in custody, to give custody to the parent who is affirming gender affirmation care. In other words, it would penalize you for getting custody of your own child if you didn't go with that politically correct value. Fair, good idea. We'll get to that as well coming up on the MedMed Show.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. It's a product with all natural ingredients to help fix these health problems. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. A new poll has President Biden with a 4% lead over former President Trump. The Quinnipiac University poll does show Trump with a commanding 30% lead over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis among the Republican candidates. Trump's poll numbers come just 2 days after he pled not guilty to 37 federal charges related to classified documents found by the FBI at his Mar-a-Lago resort. Governor DeSantis has a message for California's governor.
What I would tell him is, you know what? Stop pussyfooting around. Are you going to throw your hat in the ring and challenge Joe? Or are you just going to sit on the sidelines and chirp?
A Manhattan grand jury has reportedly handed a second-degree manslaughter indictment in the death of a homeless man on the New York City subway. The Marine Daniel Penny was arrested for putting Jordan Neely in a chokehold on May 1st. Dave Collins, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved Show yesterday, Dan Crenshaw, the Republican representative from Texas, who was something of a Navy SEAL hero before he came to Congress, and he's an outstanding GOP leader in the House of Representatives, he has been talked about a new proposed provision that would remove federal funding from training hospitals that engage in gender transition medicine for minors, for people below the age of 18. That includes puberty blockers, which have had a lot of attention recently because they have an frequent negative impact. Taking of cross-sex hormones or surgeries. The surgeries, of course, are largely irreparable once they're performed, even on very young kids, over this idea that it's part of their, quote, gender affirmation. So Representative Crenshaw was questioning an expert who is very much in favor of teaching and supporting these gender affirmation surgeries. Her name is Meredith McNamara, an assistant professor of pediatrics at Yale School of Medicine. And I think the exchange between these two is deeply illuminating. This is clip six.
You said that we've cherry-picked data. How do you mean that? How do you mean that?
So it is very unscientific and flawed to pick a single study or a single statistic and to discuss it in isolation.
Totally agree.
Medical experts are able to talk about all of the evidence as a whole.
Totally agree. So it's good to look at systematic reviews, right? That's the gold standard of evidence when you're trying to understand whether something works or whether it doesn't. So the British Journal of Medicine looked at 61 systematic reviews with the conclusion that, quote, there is great uncertainty about the effects of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries in young people. The Journal of Endocrine Society came up with the same conclusion, even the American Academy of Pediatrics. They all cite the lack of evidence. And so here's the thing. If you're doing a therapy, and it's, you know, temporary, whatever, fine, maybe let's try it. Let's see if it works. But when you're talking about permanent physiological changes, do you not agree, just from an ethical standpoint, that you might want extremely strong evidence of the benefits? And there is no systematic review that states that there is strong evidence of benefits.
Sir, are you aware of how the quality evidence grading system works and how it's applied?
Yeah. Yeah, we read through it. That's why I'm citing these journals. So which journal says something different? We should have that debate. Tell me a journal that has done systematic reviews that cites different evidence, that cites strong evidence for benefits of these therapies.
The standards of care were developed based on extensive...
You're not telling me any journal. You're not telling me any study. Don't say standards of care.
Yeah. So...
Tell me one.
The standards of care.
That's the standards of care. That's not a journal. That's not a study. That's not an organization. That's not an institution. You're just saying words. Name one study.
Yeah.
I'm out of time. I yield. Yeah.
And he can drop the mic. Look, he's formidable. And, of course, he's right on this. The other issue, and I guess it's all part of Pride Month or something, is in California, they have a Assembly Bill 957, which has already passed the state assembly. It was sponsored by Assemblymember Lori Wilson, who encouraged the transition of her own child and would like to see similar laws enacted in every state. It's a law that would say that if they are determining custody after a divorce, that they would deny custody to any parent who was denying a gender affirmation procedures to their child, no matter how young they might be. This is the author of AB 957, Lori Wilson of California, talking about why her bill would compel parents to affirm their child's, quote, gender identity, or be at real risk for having that kid taken away from them. 6.5.
Many TGI children are not safe in their own homes because of a non-informing or abusive caretaker. This leaves many TGI youth to run away from home, leaving them vulnerable to housing, instability, expectation, and abuse. Research demonstrates that family acceptance of LGBTQ plus youth is a crucial protective factor, in combating depression and substance abuse. Well-rounded social support from friends and family members is strongly associated with the positive mental development, physical health, and overall well-being. AB 957 would center the health and welfare of TGI youth by acknowledging that affirmation of their gender identity is in their best interest.
Okay, in other words, what they're saying is that the state, if there is a dispute or a disagreement between a child who says, well, I'm trans, I want to be a different gender than the gender I was born with, and there's a parent who says, well, not now at this age, the state of California would be under this bill officially on the side of the transition. Meanwhile, there was another case involving Abigail Martinez, who was a single mother of four living in Los Angeles, who had a trans-identifying teenager who was removed from her custody by a judge interpreting non-affirmation as emotional abuse. This is written about in National Review. Oddly, the judge permitted Martinez to retain custody of her other three children and to continue working as a nanny. What happened with this child was that she lived away from home in the home to which she was assigned. She went through her transition, became severely depressed, and at age 19, who had spent three critical years away from her loving family, the child took her own life by kneeling in front of a freight train. This is what her mother had to say. Abigail Martinez, clip 5.
My name is Abigail Martinez. It has been 3 years and 164 days since I lost my daughter, Yaley. I miss her every single day. Let me tell you how she died. My daughter was murdered by a gender ideology. CPS took my daughter when she was 16 years old. It was helped by her public school counselor and LGBTQ group rights and another trans-identified girl. My daughter was taken from her loving home because the state of California claimed I was abusive for not affirming her trans identity. I lost my daughter over a name and a pronoun. Even after I promised to call her a male name, it wasn't enough. My daughter was not a boy trapped in a girl's body. She had mental health issues. Against my consent, my daughter was given testosterone instead of therapy. The LGBTQ group used her to raise money for them. Look at the poor, reject trans boy, they said. Why are there so many transgender in foster care? Because this state takes them from their families, tell them to run, then steal them. Parents are given one option to treat their distressed child, affirm, drug, and remove their healthy body part, or else lose your child.
And again, her child took her own life at age 19. It's of course difficult to even hear about stories like this. But think about the extremism, and it's only in the last few years, this emphasis on going after younger and younger people to go through this very dubious gender affirmation process. This is something that deserves a different kind of attention in this great nation. We'll be right back.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, speaking about that bill in California, the legislature is so completely dominated by Democrats and particularly by radical Democrats in the state of California that AB 957, which is going to give preference to in custody disputes to parents who affirm a desire on the part of a child to affirm its, quote, true gender. And they write National Review that laws like AB 967 would make stories like that of Martinez, this is the daughter of Abigail Martinez, less an egregious outlier and closer to the new legal norm in demanding parental affirmation. The bill sets no requirements for clinical evaluations and includes no mention of mental health comorbidities. Whether they're depressed, autistic, bullied, or sexual abuse survivors, if children say they are trans, well, then they're trans. End of discussion. Under such a broad definition of child abuse, even the wider community, schools, churches, and other organizations could be obliged by law to affirm. And all this while, as we've noted before, this is the National Review writing, the global credibility of the gender-affirming model is crumbling. On trans issues, California is losing its collective mind. And not that on that issue. When it comes to losing your mind, there also are optimistic stories that are well worth actually taking a look at. But then there are stories that you don't really know what to make of them. Joe Biden is a gaffe machine, and he was noted for his gaffes even before he turned 80 years old. He was noted for his gaffes when he was a 30-year-old, and yes, he was elected to the U.S. Senate at the youngest possible age, at the age of 30, way back in 1972. But Joe Biden was giving a speech to an environmental group,
And he went off script a little bit. And speaking to the League of Conservation Voters, which is a very important pro-environmental, pro-deal-with-confront global warming group, at their annual dinner in Washington, D.C., this is last night, and the president talked about plans that no one had ever heard about before. Pretty amazing. It sounded like this. This is clip 8.
Well, we're going to win and we're going to help. We have plans to build a railroad from the Pacific all the way across the Indian Ocean. We have plans to build in Angola, one of the largest solar plants in the world. I can go on, but I'm not. I'm going off script. I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh, okay, he did get in trouble because he went off the rails. There are no plans, apparently, to build a train across the Indian Ocean. And Jason Chaffetz, a former congressman and a Fox News contributor, talked about the ocean train. He sent out a tweet. He said, "Bold initiative, Mr. President." And there are other comments of that nature. He also repeated to people that climate change is our biggest existential threat. 8.5.
By the way, there's a lot of threats our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren are going to face. This is the only truly existential threat. It's the existential threat. If we don't meet the requirements that we're looking at, we're in real trouble.
Okay. Again, to say that climate change has a uniquely threatening potential impact, again, that's not something that Republicans ought to go to war over. I do think that one of the balanced views of this, there's a brand new issue of Imprimis. This is the free publication you can get from Hillsdale College, where a friend of this show, Beyond Lomborg, contributes and does a terrific job putting the question of global warming in the proper context. It's wrong to deny global warming. I mean, it is a problem. It's something that we're encountering. It's something that could be more serious in the future. Are human beings part of the problem? Do they at least contribute to it? Of course. And again, to deny that there is any human impact, we are now 8 billion people who inhabit this earth. And a lot of us enjoying a much better standard of living than before, which can have an environmental impact. To try to deal with the environment without being crazy or apocalyptic is one of the real challenges that that people are going to need to face. Of course, then there are also challenges about what to do with the upcoming Trump trial. And we were speaking to Andrew McCarthy earlier today about this idea, which is being pushed by a solid conservative, by Mark Thiessen, who was a Bush writer at one point for George W. Bush, and Daniel Pletka of the American Enterprise Institute in Washington. And they're talking about the need to pardon Donald Trump, and basically not because he deserves the pardon necessarily, because his behavior was not constructive in handling these documents, but basically to preserve some kind of peace or restore some kind of peace and unity in the country. Rachel Maddow was speaking to Joy Reid on MSNBC, and they were speculating about another solution that avoids a divisive trial. That would be a solution of a plea bargain. How would that work? Listen, this is clip 12.
What would Donald Trump do to avoid jail time? I guess, I literally suppose, that he would do anything. And if it's going to come to him avoiding jail time, he, now that this indictment exists, he's either going to have to win in court defending yourself against these charges by saying, yes, I did it, is not a great defense. And so how else can you avoid jail time? Well, you can plead in exchange for lenience. And we've seen lots of people, including Reality Winner, a very high-profile case, plead in exchange for lenience and still get jail time. What can he offer prosecutors other than his confession, his cooperation? I mean, this is a crime he could only commit because he was in high public office. Spiro Agnew used that as a get-out-of-jail-free card. It was not just that he was vice president. It was that prosecutors assumed he was about to become president because Nixon was teetering. They were right. And in order to keep Agnew out, they traded him essentially jail time for his resignation. I'm not saying that's what the DOJ should agree to. I'm not saying that's what Trump should try for or that what his defense should offer it. I'm not even saying it would be good or bad for the country. I'm just saying the one other time we've dealt with this as a country, that's how we did it.
Okay, this would be a tremendous problem because, of course, people would rightly say that, well, the entire point of this prosecution was not to try to defend the sanctity of America's confidential information, but it was to try to force Donald Trump to get out of a race that people would believe that he otherwise could have won. I think that what is happening now is that there are real questions about President Biden, and in fact they mentioned today in the National Journal that he stands a chance of losing the first two Democratic primaries. Losing them! If that happened, could his candidacy survive? What they say is they say Biden is the Democrats' pick for president in 2024, but he might not win the first two contests of the primary season if they are in the traditional first-to-vote states of Iowa and New Hampshire, a scenario that seems increasingly likely. Biden's campaign indicated he won't allow his name to be on the ballots in those states if they vote before South Carolina, his choice for the first primary. That would set up the anti-vaccine conspiracy theorist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to win both Iowa and New Hampshire. If that happened, would the Biden campaign survive? And what do you do to rejuvenate, to have new useful energy in a country? There's an Israeli leader, statesman, and well-known historian, Michael Oren, who has a formula that would be relevant for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.